Medford School Superintendent Pat Sullivan with the updates from Monday evening school board meeting.
First thing we talked about was the MASH potential project contractors. As you know, the school board is looking at the high school and talking about the future of that building. And we have conducted four interviews with different contractors. And what we're looking for, we've narrowed it down to two potential, bidders. And what we're looking for is the one that can come in and make us feel the most comfortable as far as coming in, doing a physical assessment of the high school, looking at, you know, everything from A to Z, and then conducting community focus groups, interviewing and I guess bringing in as much information from the community as they can, and then also walking us through an extensive survey that would go out to the community. All of this would be done, you know, over the next year and a half, maybe even a little longer. And then in the end, they would come to the board with some solid recommendations as to, you know, what the community supports, what is needed for that facility, and just a path to go down the future. So we are going to spend February 13th traveling to some of the different projects that these two contractors when I say contractors, they're architectural, they're the whole nine yards. We're going to look at some of their finished products. And again, these are members of the committee and myself. We'll do that. And then we'll go back to the board in February with a recommendation as to which one to hire. We also had a visitor last night at our school board meeting. Mike Bubb was there representing the Taylor County Broadband Committee, basically a group of people that have taken on the task of trying to find a way to provide better, internet access to the entire county, something that the school district is very, very interested in. Mike did a good job of explaining what the group is trying to do, and basically making the board aware, getting the school board on the same team with this project, and we're excited about where this might lead. We talked about the last finance meeting. We do that now every board meeting, because not everybody on the school board is on the finance committee. So we are looking at some problems we're having with the decking on the pool. We're not real happy with where that is after just 18 months of use. So we're going back to the people that installed it, the company that we bought it from, and we're trying to figure out why it's not holding up as well. We did talk too a little bit about the concession stand project at the high school. We will have bids in front of the board at the February board meeting on the possibility of building a new concession stand for the soccer/football field, which is located behind the high school. We had our report on our candidates for the 2019 spring election. There are no challengers out there. The three people that are up for re-election have all decided to run again. Paul Dixon, Dr. Mark Reuter, and Cheryl Wibben will all be running again for their seats. Five of the school board members reported back last night from their experience at the WASB state convention that's held in Milwaukee. It was from Tuesday to Friday last week. So the different board members that went talked about the different sessions that they attended, the different ideas that they heard about that other districts are doing around the state. Laura Lundy, our curriculum director, talked to us or presented her curriculum connection for the month, and it was on the diesel mechanic class at the high school, and specifically on the NTC trailer that's been parked up there, where our kids were able to go out there and get some hands-on experience with different, different engines that we're not able to provide, you know, in the building. And this traveling trailer goes from school to school, and we had it parked for about a month or better at the high school, and it was just a great resource, and the kids got a lot of great experience. Like I said, hands-on experience with different tools, and it was really a nice thing for our students and our school.
Our thanks to Pat Sullivan, Medford School District Administrator, for that report on the school board meeting held Monday evening.